You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent Official Information Act request shows people reporting incidents of sexual assault in schools or universities are up 70% since 2015. I spoke to Viv White, the National Coordinator for Thursdays in Black, about this statistic. She said, quote, "It looks like the stats are finally starting to reflect something we've known for a while, that there is absolutely an epidemic of sexual violence in our educational institutions. And moreover, that by nature, sexual violence and all violence is up everywhere at the societal level." End quote. 237 reports were made of sexual assault at an educational facility in 2021. In comparison, 139 were reported in 2015. I asked Viv if this number was representative of the prevalence of sexual assault in these institutions. She says, quote, "Sexual violence was and still is a severely underreported issue. These numbers are still smaller than the real problem, but as more survivors come out and get their voices heard, as we've seen in the past few years, the more are empowered to do the same. It's just terrible that the way things have been working recently, it seems like for many survivors the only way to get justice is to share their stories, lift their name suppression, and jump through all sorts of hoops." End quote. I also asked if the increase in sexual assault incidents being reported was concerning, or if it represents a shift towards greater knowledge about consent, perhaps even a lessened stigma attached to reporting this. She says, "The prevalence of sexual violence in our educational institutions is absolutely concerning, but the fact is that without talking about sexual violence, without talking about healthy relationships, and ensuring the rights of people to talk about and the disclosure about sexual violence in a safe and respectful, comfortable manner, making sure they're heard and supported, we risk people suffering in silence. Moreover, lots of young people especially don't realise they've been sexually assaulted because they don't realise it can still happen in a relationship, what their rights are, or else don't know how to get support. If more people coming out means we're mitigating at least one of these things for someone, then it's concerning, but perhaps does represent a greater shift towards consent culture and lessened stigmas attached to reporting sexual violence." Finally, I asked her what else can be done surrounding rape culture in education institutions to reduce this violence and encourage victims to come forward. Firstly, she says, they need to put the survivor first in everything, in how they go about prevention, support and policy and everything in between. It's their community and survivor safety that comes first. When you take that approach, things start looking brighter for their future. Institutions need to acknowledge that there is a problem here and understand that it is fostered by negative attitudes about gender, sexuality, relationships and power, and historical structures such as colonization, homophobia, white supremacy, patriarchy and ableism. They need to be transparent about the rates of sexual violence happening, how they're planning to ensure the safety of their students, and what accountability means to them, and make sure the students and their communities are at the heart of their problem solving. Te Aorere Kura, the National Plan to Eliminate Sexual Violence, sets out Thursdays in Black's road to ending sexual violence in Aotearoa, and it's essential they get on board.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.